Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello there. I was asked to tell you about the extent of the damage to the main building caused by the recent storm.
Oh, that's right. I take it that most of the damage is just to the main building?
It is indeed, since the building is so old. However, luckily, the damage is minor and all of it can be fixed in one day, given that we have 5 people in our team.
What will you be doing first? I understand you start at 8 in the morning.
That's right. And we were going to remove the fallen tree, but we've been told there are exams that morning, and I'm sure the sound of those saws and other heavy equipment will disturb all the students. So instead, we'll fix that leaky roof. That's a 4-hour job, since it involves substantial repair, not like fixing broken windows, which can be done quite quickly.
So you'll fix the broken window after that, from midday?
We could do that, but since we'll be working in the ceiling, it's more logical to get rid of those birds' nests there. It's a small job, but will require crawling inside the ceiling cavity, which is not an easy exercise, so that will take about an hour. But this is good, since by that time the exams should be over, and we can address that tree which has been blown over. After our 1-hour lunch break, of course. It will be quite noisy dealing with that, but it will be finished by 3 o'clock. Some of our staff will then leave to fix things on another site. An office nearby needs a new window. But 2 of us, including myself, will remain here to paint over that discoloured patch of wall in your office.
Oh, good. It looks so horrible at the moment.
Well, we'll certainly make it look good once again. And in the last hour of our working day, we'll fix up that problem with the wiring. Apparently the power doesn't go to one of the classrooms. Probably some water has gotten into the fuse box, so we'll just change a few wires and clean up the moisture, and it should be fine.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.